Teatros el 15 de septiembre.
Mr. Nava, you, well, you're just full of stories.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a storyteller. You know, people say, one of the questions I got is, well, what do you prefer, being a director or being a writer?
Oh, no, you're a storyteller.
And I say, they're the same thing to me.
Yeah.
I'm a storyteller,
yeah.
Right? And I write and direct, and I just want to tell a great story. And I'm a filmmaker today, but if I was a caveman, I would be the guy around the fire talking about the story of the great hunt. You know? Because that's what I am. You know, like the famous poem by Machado, Caminante no hay camino, se hace el camino al andar. And my camino is to be a storyteller, and I want to tell the stories of my people, mi gente, who I love and whose stories need to be told, because right now we are in a crisis, a horrible crisis. And look at the massacre in El Paso.
Oh,
look at the children in cages. Look at families being separated. We need to show our hearts to our nation and to the world so that what is happening on the southern border, so that what is happening in El Paso never happens again, because people know who we are. And unfortunately, I have to say, that's not what I have to say. Okay? And neither that. There's a lot of explosions going on back there. You know, there's too many narcos on TV. Too many narcos in the movies, you know? And it's not that you can't do movies about narcos, but you need to have a balance. That's not the truth about who we are.
Right.
We need to tell the truth about who we are, and people need to see that truth.
Well, I wanted you to also explain, I mean, here we are 35 years later,
mm-hmm.
and probably 35 years ago, we didn't think we would be where we are right now.
We shouldn't be where we are right now.
And the law that was passed because of El Norte, can you tell us a little about that?
Well, you know, it was, I can't say it's solely because of El Norte,
right.
Because it was part of what passed the law in Carecen. A lot of people were working very, very hard. But suddenly they had a movie that was getting a lot of comment and sympathy, and it helped them get this refugees, the protected status for the refugees, and also help pass Simpson-Mazzoli. When they had the presidential debates, both Walter Mondale and Ronald Reagan mentioned El Norte in their presidential debates, you know, talking about immigration and the issues around immigration. So it was the movie that had a lot of impact. I'm very, very proud of that. But that protected status that we fought so hard to get back then was rescinded by the Trump administration
yes.
this year. So, you know, it just goes to show that now, once again, we're back into an atmosphere of fear and an atmosphere of hatred and racism. And that solves nothing. We have to build bridges and not walls. We have to have policies of compassion and not cruelty. Cruelty only makes the situation worse. And separating families, like I talked about the fact that my family had been separated in the 1930s, you don't get over that pain. That creates a hatred. That creates a pain for these families, and I identify with that. And that's why I made El Norte 35 years ago, and this is why I'm very happy that it's being released in theaters again, so that people can once again hear its powerful message.
What has it been like to work with the Academy of Arts and Sciences to remaster this film and Fathom Events to put it back out in theaters for one night?
Well, okay, do you want this in English or Spanish?
English.
English, okay. It was a marvelous experience. You know, they went back to the original negative, which was starting to deteriorate, to restore the beautiful colors and the beautiful images that we worked so hard to get and risked our lives to get, okay? Because we were almost killed making El Norte. So I had to face off guys with machine guns and sunglasses at midnight. You know, it was scary making the film. So in a way, it's my proudest achievement in the sense that we helped change the laws. And it was also my most terrifying, because here I had guys with loaded guns pointing. That's what you had to do to get the story told. So if someone like the Motion Picture Academy says, we're going to restore this movie, it was just such a great honor to see them work so hard. It was a labor of love on their part to restore all those images that we risked our lives to get. And then we had this big screening at the Motion Picture Academy, packed house, standing ovation, and there were people in the theater there from Lionsgate and Fathom, and they went, we got to put this movie out again, you know? And that was a year ago, and now after a year of working, finally it's reaching the theaters. So I got to thank the Academy, and I got to thank Lionsgate, and I got to thank Fathom for bringing this to theaters once again, so people can once again have this epic journey with Rosa and Enrique coming to El Norte. el norte. Sí, y eso fue en las manos de Dios.
Because I remember when El Norte came out, I was kind of like just out of college around that time. But I remember PBS.
Yes. Well, no. It was funded by PBS.
Because that's how I watched it.
It was funded by American Playhouse, and it was supposed to be a TV show. Yeah. But see, me, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not making a TV show. I'm making a movie. You know what I mean? A movie. I'm going to get a 35mm camera. I'm going to make an epic. Okay, so we made the movie, and it was scheduled to be on the air in November. Mm-hmm. And in September, Tom Luddy and Bill Pence from the Telluride Film Festival, they said, oh, we want to show this movie at the film festival. So I said, great. I love the Telluride Film Festival. I just got back from there. And that's a place where people discover movies like Moonlight and Slumdog Millionaire and Brokeback Mountain, etc. So they show El Norte, and nobody knows about this movie. It creates a sensation. People go mad for this movie. All the critics, everybody. And suddenly everybody wants to distribute the movie in theaters. So I had to go to PBS and say, will you delay showing this on television so we can put it in theaters? And they said yes. What a miracle, no? So they delayed the screening by over a year. We put it in theaters. And of course, it was a huge success. It played for a year in LA, and it played for a year in New York. Got nominated for the Academy Award. But most importantly, it had the kind of impact that resulted in the laws of the United States being changed. So by the time they showed it on PBS, it got the biggest rating that PBS had ever had. You know, so it turned out to be a great blessing for everybody and for PBS as well. And they're very, to this day, very, very proud of the film El Norte. But the journey of the film was a miracle, really.
The talent in the film is amazing, too. I mean, you know, our dear...
Yes. But, you know, it was a family that made El Norte. And I think that when you really have the passion and the love and all of these things, something flows through you, you know? If you kind of sink your ego, and through me and through Zaydin David and the, you know, Jim Glennon who shot it and everything, we were just so passionate and there was so much love and something just flowed through us, and that beauty is still in the movie, and that's why it still is so powerful to this day, and why I think that it is being, you know, you feel a power greater than yourself. And with El Norte, probably more than any movie I've made, you felt that power greater than yourself. And the Fathom event is an example of that. And that's why I want everybody to come on September 15th at 2 p.m. Sunday, fill the theaters to see El Norte once again, if you have never seen it before, for the first time, and for those who've seen it before, to re-experience it. And this will send a message to our government that we want compassion, not cruelty, in our policies. And it'll also send a message to Hollywood. We want movies, beautiful films about who we really are, not narcos. And that will fill theaters as well. And so I think it's going to be a very important screening, and I'm very, very proud that it's happening. And people can go to fathomevents.com, and that's where they can find out where a theater is playing close to them and where they can buy tickets to see the film. Or just go to the theater on the day and buy tickets, yeah?
Can we do the last question?
Yeah.
No, pues.
You have many amazing projects that are among many people's favorites and influenced movies. How much did El Norte impact your career and style choice?
It changed my life. Because with El Norte, before I made El Norte, I was just nobody. And after El Norte, I was world famous, you know? So, we were almost killed making El Norte, but we finally finished it. And el resultado de eso fue algo increíble para mí y para toda la gente que hicimos El Norte. Y después de eso, yo fui un director importante en los Estados Unidos.